Welcome to Seraphim's Basketball. Today, Monday, November 16th, 2020. Today's episode, Solvency. We'll be looking at areas of the game, sport of basketball, which envelop player, team, play-by-play, hierarchy, sport, and sustainable solvencies within the game of basketball. We'll begin with player solvency. Player solvency, which in modern day's game is the means of what is being shopped for education and long-term solvencies in franchises. They have three sub-entities of category, which are term, contract, and agency. Term, a player's term, insolvency, can be any length of tenure of time, from a 5-day contract, 1-day contract, 10-day contract, 1-year contract, 10-year contract. Those terms on contract have different means of questionable solvencies dependent upon the individual athlete and player. They are defined by the agency. Agency of free agent, rookie, veteran, is how the player's solvency of term in their contract of agency is solvenced. They are solvents per team, and each team has their own means of solvency. Team solvencies can range in various associations by what and how the structure of the team is in the front office. Each team has their own vice. Each team has their own motto. And each team has their own model. Team solvency is the output of product of comprising the components of player solvency. And with those components of player solvency, team solvency begins its vice, motto, and model. Beginning with the motto of the team. Starting in front office, one team may have the motto to advance their percentage in wins. another team may have the motto to reach the playoffs, and another team may have the motto to become a dynasty. Another team may have a motto to win championships. However, the team's motto is detrimental in its solvency because it establishes the vice of the team. And the vice of the team is ever important because of its stature ability to and the conglomeration of the players to the coaches to the administration to the executives. That is how vices are so integral in solvency. You know, we can't have a front office executive who's skipped a chain link and worked the athlete who is on the front line for a administrative solvency of contract. Why not so? Because there are departments in franchises that handle those situations. And as far as the team of the franchise is on and acquirable on the front line, which would skip the lower level, the administrative level, and deal with the executive level. That's what agency does, which is how the compromisation of player solvency integrates into team solvency. And the vice of the team is established by the motto of what the team is endeavoring. Team solvency. All team solvencies have a model. You know, most teams are modeled behind good front court play, good front court execution, and good percentages from the back court. Most teams' models are structured for so. You know, you could come across a team whose model is established for the back court to dominate the touches in possession, and the front court to be the play-in on the attempts of those touches in possession. But, you know, however the situation may be with that team, the team solvency is going to be derived from the vice establishment of model implemented into the model. Yeah, play-by-play solvency of those models where you have backcourts which are to be the active element of the offense and the active element of the defense. You have those models which are front line, front court, I should say, front coat assimilated. But however the team saw themselves and the model of those solvencies, play-by-play solvency must be efficient, effective, and implemented in a way that the player doesn't disrupt the team, that the team be solvenced play-by-play. Efficiency, effectiveness, implementation are all characteristics of the play-by-play solvency, which are dire in a competitional course of game time and competitional flow of game. Efficiency play-by-play solvencies can be attained and achieved with mere care for the intangibles of offense on offense and the effectiveness of the fundamentals of the game on offense and defense, that the implementations of team assertions be solvenced rather sharply, rather acutely, and rather insightfully. You know, that's because of the hierarchy of its effect of non-solvency, play-by-play, on the team. Those type of effects weigh in negatively for hierarchies who do not have the effectiveness, efficiency, and implementations of those models, solvencies, play-by-play. And what usually becomes of that non-effectiveness to become efficient is the hierarchy solvency drills the organization, tightens the mandate, and applies its ethics. That the hierarchy solvency is derived in its organization for the use of the model, that the model be, say, quote unquote, salary equipped for the organization to thrive and survive, you know, and with that hierarchy solvency of organization, the mandates that they apply and the mandates that they adopt be more to tightening the lax of the slacks, I should say, on the rope, while rowing to shore, you know, anchoring themselves in a good position and solid foundation of organization, that the hierarchy solvency of organization have fundamental mandates that work. And once implemented in their ethics, you know, they stay inside of the positive bubble by having the mandate work organizatively. You have those three things work in order, then the sports solvency becomes much greater, much more tolerable, and much more fulfilling for the front line, the lower level, the administrative level, and the executive level. You know, they call that viability, which is just one of the three categories of entity of sports solvency will give a listening ear to tonight. And, you know, they are viability, pertinence, and development. You know, like we were speaking on before, the viability which is created in the sport by the three sub-levels of hierarchy solvency, the organization mandate and ethics working together on the lower level, on the administrative level, on the frontline level, and on the executive level to make the sport solvency viable. And when we say viable, we mean working on all levels, that each administration on each level be pertinent, you know, and with that pertinence, develop into a strong enough entity to be marketed more and more across America. You know, and that's how teams pitch and claw for viewerships, have the rights to be played on national TV during their competition hours. You know, and it's through the sports solvency, the pertinence of their development, you know, their viability, which makes the sustainable solvency of the sport for all entities involved. The viewer, the carrier, the broadcaster, the broadcast system, the teams, and the player, you know, to make those sustainable solvencies, you know, with source, you know, and source resolve and maintenance. Those sustainable attributes to solvency, which establish and fulfill the solvency of sustainabilities within the sport of basketball. You know, and all sources aren't the same in that sustainableness. You know, sources come from different avenues. Players get sources from endorsements. Players get sources from athletic companies. Players get sources from countries. Players get sources from the government. Many different avenues. Players get sources from alumni boosters. Players get sources from sports agents. And that creates resolve. You know, resolve and solvency to be sustainable as a team, as a player, as a hierarchy. You know, and once that's achieved, the rest is history. Maintenance. Maintaining what's been established. Maintaining what's been afforded. Maintaining what's been founded. Maintaining what's been worked for. Those are keys to player, team, play-by-play, hierarchy, sport, and sustainable solvencies within the sport game of basketball. We've come to the end of episode Solvency. Monday, November 16th, 2020. And we'd like you all to be more aware and more depth of those six subject categories: player, team, play-by-play, hierarchy, sport, and sustainable solvency in your own games, to see what the output, outcome, resolve is. 1-1. All day, all night. May your play be your way. Sarah from Basketball. Twiggy Twee. Signing off.